important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jazz with your Nanny NZ Lines. In local news, sources have confirmed previous appointee to the role of Queensland's Chief Health Officer, Dr. Crispin Hajkowicz, had the role offered to, then rescinded from him. The Queensland government stated it wasn't, quote, confident a doctor was suitable for the role, launching a renewed recruitment campaign on the 8th of August. Queensland has been without a permanent Chief Health Officer since Dr. John Garrett stepped down in December last year. In 2021, Dr. Hajkowicz resigned days after his successful appointment to the role, citing personal reasons. Deputy Opposition Leader Cameron Dick has openly criticised the lack of transparency and clarity of the process, stating that the opposition is considering possible further steps regarding independent investigation into the matter. And in national news, new ABS data has revealed property investors borrowed a record sum in the last financial year, which ended in June. Banks issued nearly 200,000 new loans to landlords over the year, whereas first home mortgages decreased to 116,000. Annual lending flows have risen $70 billion since June 2023, with more than half from new investor loans. Cameron Kusher, an independent property expert, has spoken on the effect of interest rate cuts in making borrowing easier for mortgage-holding homeowners and investors rather than for first home buyers. Kusher stated that the interest rate cuts have boosted incomes for those with existing equity by lowering their mortgage repayments and driving up their property prices, making it harder for first-time buyers to compete with them. And in international news, Israeli Minister Bezalel Smotrich has vowed to resume E1 development in the occupied West Bank. The far-right finance minister, who is currently sanctioned by Australia and the UK, has stated that the government will, quote, continue to build a fulfilling Jewish reality, end quote, a reality that he has stated to, quote, definitely bury the idea of a Palestinian state, simply because there is nothing and no one to recognise. The E1 development has been paused due to international pressure for more than a decade, but Smotrich's announcement signals apparent moves toward construction. Smotrich stated his actions were done in full coordination with Israeli President Benjamin Netanyahu and their, quote, friends in the White House, President Trump and his team. The latest iteration of the plan proposes 3,400 houses for Israeli settlers built into the area, settlements which are illegal under international law. And for your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with a chance of fog in the west early this morning and then light winds throughout the day. It's currently 15 degrees with an expected maximum of 22 and a minimum of 10. There is no fire danger today and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.
The song you are about to hear contains some strong or offensive language. If this bothers you, well, you should probably cover your ears.